Good evening. I think I'm the only one so far.
Okay. We'll wait for another person at least.
Okay.
Actually, there are two people, so we can begin.
Oh, okay.
Somebody doesn't want to announce themselves, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa Gedula Chimincha Tati Berura. All of that gimel, you sadi. Kabel rinat amcha sagbenu lacharenu nora. Ufe shayan sentet nun. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha evavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yud tashin. Bar hem tacharem rachame sitkatcha tamid gamlem. Betet reish, tzaditach gimel. Hasim kadosh, biro tucha, nael adata. Et kuf bet, et nunayim. Yachid geer, lamcha pene, zofre kidun shata. Yud gimel lamed. De Zion Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatsi Akatenu Yodea Talubo Shin Kufal Tadiyuta. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy and the separating of this energy within the creation that we've just brought into our space. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum Bechanun, Erech Apaim, Beral Chesed Be'emet, Notse Chesed La'apim, Notse Awon Wafesha, Bechata'a V'nakei. We were now going to connect to the energy of certainty. And for this purpose, we use a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro. It's known as Pasuk 29. We'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudcha b'richu Yishkinte b'tchilu Urchimud hilud hilud urchimu V'yavda l'shem yudhei b'vavhei Yehudah Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar B'Kama Atar Tanenan D'Kudsha Barichu Koma Deaved Le'ela Witata Kolaihu Yishot Biovada Bikshot Le'ela Mila Bialma Divaye Barnash Vadah yaleya mine yaulam haga ve yatalana hakulu ovada dikshot inun vikolai tziri vi alma. The energy of this current year, 5780, has a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is through the study of a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both energies. Tonight, we will be studying a verse from Exodus, it's chapter 9, verse 31. Wahatishta vahasora nukata kihasora aliv vahatishta givo. The translation: and the flax and the barley were smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the locust was upon the flax. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There's one verse in the Tanakh that we studied that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'amili Yisrael untati v'shatan ta'akta willo yergaz od willo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the end. 72 names of God. We utilize the tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayo te alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta he zayo alada la awa he he ya yozalam he be he he reyo he kome la awa kala yo la wawa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he ya a yo re ta shi a he reyo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ta wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ka wa wa la yo la he la a la re yo a shi la yo me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he pe ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo na da me be me nu ko wa yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he a nu a ta me ta he he yo a nu da la he wa me me he a. Yo sa la me re he, he yo yo, he me me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa, pe nu la. Nu me ha, yo he yo, me nu he, he he wa. Nu yo shia yo re ta shia he. Re la yo yo awa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka ako me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ka wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la a re yo a a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. La he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 13th day of Sivan, Rabbi Ephraim Katz of Vilna, Rabbi Abraham Yitzhaki, Rabbi Chaim Yisrael Morgenstern of Pilov, Rabbi Yaakov Meir ben Rabbi Shlomo Betzalel Biederman, Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Weiss of Spinka, Rabbi Yaakov Mutsafi. I'm adding a information that I gave during the Jewish history class this week, and you can find the recording with this material on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 19, the last row in the third column from the left. There's a link to our recordings storage file. And if you do a search for Jewish history, I believe it's class number 27 that was just done this past Wednesday. Yo he wa ve yo he re a fe ka shi nu ka yo 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 ka wa. He nu wa wa he la, he yo yo wa wa ka, yo ka wa shi yo yo. Me la shi re a me, ka wa mla yo yo ka. Anu shi re he la, yo he wa me. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoa, we say in a whisper. Our class tonight is a Zohar class. It's the handout can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column, that will open up to a landing page of all of the parashas. If you scroll down into the book of Leviticus, the parasha is Naso, the second link in the book of, not in Leviticus, but in Bamidbar, in Numbers. When the landing page for Naso opens up, scroll down to class or section 6, and we will begin to read with Pasuk 91. After we say, Alishem Yehud. Lashem Yehud Kutchabarihu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Leachta Lashem Yudhe Bavate Be Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vahino Amadunai Elohino Alena Maseya Deno Konene Alena Maseya Deno Konene Pasuk 91. Wa ilana de to we ra, the who is Yeshua. Beheter Tuma V'tahara La'shalta Al Yisrael Yatir Deha Parnasa Dilan La'lichewe Ela Mesitra Dilana V'chaye Pileis Zaman La'kashya Mesitra Dira Vila Michalokat Machaloket Meruah Matu Hatuma Diktivi et Ruah Hatuma Ahavir Min Haaretz. Little translation. The tree of knowledge of good and evil, prohibition or permission, purity or impurity, will no longer apply to Israel, since our sustenance will be solely from the side of the tree of life, where there are no contradictions stemming from the evil side, nor any strife or difference stemming from the unclean spirit. As it is written, and also I will cause the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. My commentary. Do you see the hint in this passage? Will there be people who will still receive from the tree of knowledge? Does this apply only to the children of Israel living in the land? Or does this imply the land is also the whole world, and all the people will be children of Israel? Many questions to be answered and contemplated. Pasuk 92. Dila it parnasun tahatsi beame haretela misitra ito beaklin tahara kasher heter willameer rav beaklin tuma pasu isur beinun sabin. Dim Savin Barmayu. Benech Shegiz. Beginninun. Benoy Delilit. Behi Nishkazi. Kazrin Lashar Shayu. Bealaihu Itmar. Kimishresh. Nachash Yetze Tzefa. The translation. The Torah scholars will not need to be sustained by the ignorant, just from the good side by eating of the clean, kosher, and permissible. They will not need to get it from the mixed multitudes who eat the unclean, unfit, and prohibited, and who are themselves defiled by defiling themselves with a woman during menstruation, a maidservant, a Gentile woman, or a prostitute. They are the children of Luith, of Velel, who is a menstruate woman, a maidservant, a Gentile woman, and a prostitute. And they return to their roots. About them it is written, for out of the serpent's root shall come forth the viper. My commentary. The question to ask after reading this pasuk is, will Torah scholars receive food for free? Pasuk 93. Uzim nadi lanadato wera. Shalta dihu hulin, the tahara the hulin, the tuma inun, ha kamim, the damyan, the shabatot, weet, late, lon ela, ma de yahavin, lon inun, hulin, de gavna de yom, ha shabat. The late Leah Elama in Tatin. Lay translation, during the period that the tree of good and evil dominates, that pertains to purity and impurity of worldly things, these sages who are similar to the Shabbatot and the holidays, in that they have only what is given to them by the worldly people, are like the Shabbat that has nothing except what was prepared for it during the weekdays. My commentary. Since we do not cook on Shabbat, we prepare food for prior to Shabbat. The Torah scholars receive money to purchase their sustenance from worldly people. Who are worldly people? Verse 94. Uzimna deshalka ilana v'chaye itkaf yayo ilana deto wara The translation. During the time that the tree of life dominates, the tree of good and evil is subdued. The common people will not have anything except for what the Torah scholars will hand out to them. And they, the common people, will become subdued under them as if they didn't exist. My commentary. When does the tree of life dominate? Is it depending on a person's consciousness? Pasuk 95. Wahakisur beheter tuma watahara laitabar meahi demisi charaihu leyat meinagaluta limot hamashia ela shabud. Malkiot bilvadinun latamin me ilana dechaye betarich lo mitnitin pei yusur beheter tuma betachara ela yeonhon mevuzin kadam pachatzi. Israel Ela Avdin Zikidinin Li Israel Begin Dinun Kivirin Behauk. The translation. This prohibition and permission, purity and impurity, will not pass away from the common people. From their aspect, there will be no apparent difference between the exile and the days of Mashiach, except for the delivery from servitude of Israel to the empires alone, because they will not taste from the tree of life when it will be revealed in the days of Mashiach. And they will need to learn the Mishnah about what is prohibited and permissible, what is unclean and clean. They will be shamed in front of a Torah scholar, like darkness before light. Since the mixed multitudes are like beasts who are ignorant, who are darkness, and were not even called Israel, just slaves sold to Israel, as was already explained. My commentary. This pasuk answers our questions. After contemplation, the pasuk will become clear as written. Pasuk 96. Israel Iskariel Adam Uminayim Deit Behon Deira We Adam Hahidikpil We Aten Soni Son Mariti Adam Atem We Aten Soni Son Mariti Inun Ayem Hey Tavim Sitra Tito Adam Atem Tachatzi. The translation, Israel are called men. How do we know that Israel are composed of both beast and man? It is written, but you, my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men. But you, my flock, the flock of my pasture, these are those who are ignorant of Torah, but are good and stem from the good side. Are men refers to the Torah scholars. My commentary, the Pasuk is teaching about classifications for the children of Israel. Pasuk 97. Rather than classifications, I should say hierarchy. Pasuk 97. Uvi kradaname ramizleya luami shomea li Israel Omer Batard Amar Ami Amai Da Amar Yisrael Elami Ayin Hey Yisrael Kachatzi Ugi Nahu Itmar Uvne Yisrael Yotim V'yad Rama. The translation. It is also alluded to in this verse, and it is written, oh, that my people would hearken to me, Israel. After mentioning my people, why say Israel? Because my people refers to common people. And Israel alludes to the Torah scholars. For them it is mentioned, and the children of Israel went out with a high hand. My commentary, this pasuk is clear as written. Pasuk 98. Te gavna defalik lon kuchabri hu. The tura de sinai aki palik lon to purkana. Batraita de Israel de itmar behon. Wachamushin alu bene Israel meretz bitraim. Misitra de ilana de chaye de inun, nun shenin de obla, itmar behon, tema, ya'alu bahar, uhon vaisa, malache alohim, aholech lifne, machane Israel, Willon itmar the esta Echem al kante Nasharim de inun Anane kavod Wa avio Echem elai Uvne Yisrael Yotim Liad Rama Haki Afik L'tachatzi b'kol ha'ikar. The translation. As the Holy One, blessed be He, divided them at Mount Sinai, so He will divide them at the last redemption, because it says about Israel, and the children of Israel went up armed, the Hebrew word is chamushim, out of the land of Egypt. Chamushim meaning from the side of the tree of life, that is Zeranpin, which are the 50, which is chamishim, years of the Jubilee, which is Bina. And Zeranpin receives them from Bina. About them it says, they shall come up to the mountain, and the angel of Elohim who went before the camp of Israel removed. And to them it says, I bore you on eagle's wings, which refers to the clouds of glory, and brought you to myself. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. So He will bring out the Torah scholars with all that honor. My commentary. Do you want to become a Torah scholar? Pasuk 99. Ooh, okay.
Question.
Go ahead.
Okay, I heard you in reading, you mentioned the year of Jubilee. Someone asked me this week if this was the year of Jubilee, and I wasn't sure if it was or not. Is this the year of Jubilee?
It's not.
Okay. Or is that still celebrated?
Essentially, no. But there are people who do try and keep the counting. But we've really lost the connection to when is the Shemitah and when is the Jubilee. We do celebrate the Shemitah years, but we don't celebrate the Jubilee because we're waiting for the temple.
Okay. And from what I understand, weren't the 12 tribes had to be together in the land before they could really celebrate it?
Yes, but there are people now who are saying that it just takes more than 50% of the children of Israel in the nation. Actually, they say it's more than 50% of the Jewish tribe will be sufficient in the land of Israel to bring the redemption.
Are they referring to
different ways of understanding it, Judy?
Okay.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead with your question.
No, that's okay. You explained it for me. Someone asked me about it, and I just wasn't sure.
Understand. Are there any other questions? The next section is one that you'll find very interesting. I'm just not sure we're going to be able to finish it tonight, and I don't want to wait till next year. So section 7 is titled The Mixed Multitude, the Era of Rav, and it starts with Pasuk 100. So if we run a few minutes over, I hope you'll forgive me. Era Rav ke gavna deit mar behom. Vayarham v'yanu au v'ya'amdu me'rahok haki yehon rechikin min purkana v'yech mun v'tachatzi ulama kadisha v'kol hayikar v'inun rechikin minayhu v'yiba'u Leit habura bahadaihu maketil behu lotika bo yad ki salho isakel o yaro ira behahu zina iskayem behu be Israel Hashem badad yan chedu. The animo el nekar, the halbuha ein mekabelin, yerim limot, hamashiach, urshayim behoshech, yidu inun erev rav, ukid amar nevia alayhu, el admat, Yisrael lo yavo. The translation, the mixed multitudes are as it is written of them. And when the people saw it, they were shaken, and they stood afar off. They will be far from the redemption, and they will watch the Torah scholars and the holy nation in all this glory, but they will be far from them. If they wish to join with them, it is written, no hand shall touch him. But he shall surely be stoned or shot through. During that period, it will come true for Israel, or shot. So Hashem did lead him, and there was no strange El with him. It was already explained that no new converts will be accepted during the days of Mashiach, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. These are the mixed multitudes. Therefore the prophet proclaimed about them, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written. Yet the mixed multitude were an outside part of the redemption from Egypt. The sages have told us that the mixed multitudes had negative character traits that became internalized by the children of Israel. Thus, we need to learn what are the traits of the Arab Rav. The verses quoted in the pasuk need to be investigated to teach us, or at least to give us hints. Pasuk 101. Amar Eliyahu Raya Mehemana Ashatai V'sal Kaleila V'yoma Ainam Ima Anstaha Begina Anabaye L'salka V'yachizli Kuchavarihu Rishulahit Galyayo Lachbavet Asurim Bilach Bikvura Bilach Umebad Imach Tivu Bianch Becholal Becholin Beama Aidik Tivu Mecholal Mipshainu. The translation. Elijah said to the faithful shepherd, "Faithful shepherd, it is time to rise up and bring the full redemption. You intone a solemn oath on me, make me swear that I should hasten the redemption. For your sake, I wish to rise. Since the Holy One, blessed be, gave me permission to reveal myself to you in your prison, in your place of burial, and do you good because you are desecrated through the sins of the people. Like a prison, he is among them." This is the meaning of, "But he was wounded because of our transgressions." My commentary. Is a grave a prison for the soul? Verse 102. El Raya Mehemana Beoma Allah Ishma de Yudalit Bavdalit Light Acher Bekol Yakolta Behana Betsara Zageva Yifen Ko Eko Vlayar Ki Ein Ishozer Lili apaka lime hai ta ara the haiku ra the heat bar alai Vaiten et haro shaim ki ro vila ishte modan Viliani kashiv Vienaihu ben erev rav Rashi ayayo Yekelev met to disara Benayhu dehachmat Sofrim tisrach Benayhu Bekal karta Bekarta Ukal atar de Yisrael Mepuzarin Benayhu Bain Malakad Ban Beit Hadru Inun Erev Rav Rayain Al Yisrael Ana Dekud Shabarichu Deit Marbu Beatain Soni Ton Mariti Adamatem Beleflon Gekolet Umebad Tivu in Tachati. The translation. The faithful shepherd said to him, I intone on you solemnly the name of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, that you will do your utmost not to delay the redemption, since I am existing in great distress. For about me it is written, and he looked this way and that, and when he saw that there was no man to help me, to take me out of this distress from this grave, since it says about me, for they made his grave among the wicked. They do not recognize me, but regarded me as one of the evil mixed multitudes, like a dead dog that has caused a stench among them. The wisdom of the scribe shall become vapid, thinking among them in each and every city, and in all places where Israel are scattered throughout their kingdoms. The mixed multitudes become the shepherds of Israel, who are the flock of the Holy One, blessed be he. As it is said about them, but you, my flock, the flock of my pastures, are men, and they have no ability to do good with the Torah scholars. My commentary. Due to the leaders being mixed multitudes, the men, meaning the Torah scholars, are unable to do good. Pasuk 103.
Alach zina, ta'inyan na,
Israel, Yoshev HaKruvim, Az Bekol Ilein Nilin Laitlun, Mipu Mas Bekol Yekolta, Lemala Bekon Tamek Uchabarichu, Ulachazah, Lochaka Dilchon, Lachain Alkain Reayo, Mehai Mena. The translation. Meanwhile, the mixed multitudes are wealthy. They live in peace, in happiness, without pain, without any sorrow. Without any sorrow robbers, bribe takers, who are the judges, the elite of their people, for the earth is filled with violence through them. About them it is written, her adversaries have become the chief. The faithful shepherd said to Elijah, with a solemn oath on you, the second time, upon the life or name of Hashem Tzevaot, the Elohim of Israel, who is enthroned upon the cherubs, that all these words will not fail from your mouth with all your might. Tell them before the Holy One, blessed be He, to show their distress. This is the end of the speaking of the faithful shepherd. My commentary. Do you cry to Hashem for relief from this current chaos? Or do you experience chaos as normal daily life? That is the end of the section on the Erev Rav. Are there any questions? Our class tomorrow at 7 a.m. West Coast time is a Psalms class. I hope to be back from my doctor's appointment in time to give the class. Please call in, but also give me a few extra minutes to arrive if I'm late. The class after the Psalms class tomorrow morning is a Zohar class. In the next parasha of the Ha'alotcha, Motzi Shabbat at 7 p.m. All times are West Coast times. Are there any questions? Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. We'll speak to you soon.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you all.